Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, today we are talking about God giving us strength.
Which he can easily do.
Yes, and it's something that I know I need often.
But what happens then, Em?
Well, I just try to do things in my own steam.
You forget to ask.
I do. I forget to ask.
Yep.
And I think, like, as I was reflecting on the heartbeat, we're such capable women and we're intelligent and independent.
Are.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, I'm not just meaning us two. I mean women in general. Yeah. We are capable, intelligent people. And there's often times in life where you're like, you know what, if I don't get this done, this isn't going to happen. And you take things on your shoulder.
No one else is doing it, so I need to do it.
Yeah, and we're the ones often that we might have to care for the family. And so there's so much that we shoulder that therefore we become so self-reliant.
So we don't ask then for help?
Yeah. And yes, maybe we need to ask help with people in our lives, but this is more about let's ask God for help. Like if you've got no one else that you could actually ask in terms of physically around you, God doesn't want us to do our life alone. God wants us to do it with him.
Yeah, but sometimes it's too, maybe I don't need to ask God for the physical help because I can lift a chair, do that, whatever. Mm. But it's
the mental load
emotionally and spiritually affecting me because you can get grumpy because a bit like say Martha and Mary. Martha's busy in the kitchen. Hey Jesus, tell Mary to come and help me. Can't you see that I'm busy and I'm overloaded and whatever? Whereas it could have been like way more in a way caring way. Mary, would you, I know Jesus is there and it's wonderful, but I just need you to come and help me for a second.
Yep.
Or like Jesus said, Martha, forget about the food, come and sit with me and spend the company with me.
Yep.
But it's the emotional, traumatic, so I'm not saying it's necessarily the physical, can be physical, but the mentally, spiritually, emotionally affect where we are overloaded and we're not our happy selves, we're not our content selves, we're not nice to people. That's generally when you know, what's going on?
Yep. Yeah, yeah. When I start to become short with people,
yes,
that's when I know I'm overdoing it in my own strength.
Yes.
Because I can't cope then. Yep. And the way I'm not coping is by being short with people.
Yeah, snappy.
Yeah, yeah. So it just made me think how often I do things in my own strength. But really this came from like I was sharing how I was just vacuuming, saying, God, what do you want? What do you want shared?
Can you help me with the vacuuming?
Yeah, that's what I need. Yeah, but just that thing of how many other people are doing the same thing.
Yes.
And just trying to do everything in their own strength. And so straight away, whenever I think of like, you know, doing it in my own strength, then I think of the scripture in Philippians, I can do all things with Christ who gives me strength. So I went back and looked at the verse before that and the few verses before that. But I found it interesting that what stood out to me was St. Paul saying, you know, whether or not I've got a lot or whether I've got nothing, in any circumstance, I'm content because God is my strength. And just that's why that scripture comes along. God is my strength because I'm content with it all.
But when he says I can do all things, sometimes I think it doesn't actually mean doing. It's not like I'm the only one that can drive the boat or drive the car or pick up the kids from school or whatever, you know, and sometimes. But it's like, no, others are capable. But of the really important things of caring for the person that I'm picking up in the car.
All those people you're picking up in your boat, Mum?
Yeah, that's right. But loving people, that's what I can do those things because Christ gives me the strength to do it.
And that's a great...
Not the chore.
No.
Because, hey, who won't put up a hand if a cleaner... If someone comes and says, I'll clean your house. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Yes. Can you know, here's the keys. But if they come alongside of you while you're doing the cleaning and encourage you and help you and give you a drink of water, and what I'm saying is they're supporting you in your life, because it's not like sometimes I can't clean the house.
Yep.
I mightn't feel like it.
Mm.
I know physically sometimes as we get older it's more difficult, but it's more when the scripture's not necessarily God's going to then make us be able to do everything. I can fly a kite. I can drive a fly a plane. I can drive a boat. But sometimes I can't.
Yeah.
It's more talking about the things, the packages in me.
Yeah.
The love, the forgiveness, the less selfishness, the kindness. That's where God can do all things for me with his strength.
Yeah, which ties into what we were saying before, in that when we do things in our own strength, that's when we get short and snappy.
Yes.
But when God's in us giving us the strength, he can alleviate that.
Yes.
Because he's giving you the boost, for want of a better phrasing of word, to help to do those emotional things.
It reminds me of a story of Mother Teresa when she was alive.
Mm.
Now, I know her work still is carried on by the nuns and other, you know, women brothers.
Missionaries,
yeah. They all came to do different jobs like that. But when she was alive, they asked her, so how do you continue going out every day to feed the needy, wash their wounds, look after them, care for them, etc.? She said, because we start the day with Jesus.
Yeah.
They don't leave the mother house, as they called it, the place where they lived, until they actually had gone to worship and adore the Lord.
Mm.
And from that, what were they doing?
Mm.
Carrying, filling up their...
Getting their strength. Up
strength so they could go and do the jobs they needed to do.
Yeah. And that's a fantastic story of describing...
What
we need in our daily life.
Yep.
So when I'm, you know, putting together in my head all the order of, okay, got to do this, then got to do this, got to do this, got to do this, because why am I doing all those things? Because I'm wanting to care for my family.
Yes.
You know, it's not about getting the physical jobs done. It's about the caring.
To have a clean house and nice food on the table.
So it's hospitable for people to come to my home so I can care for them.
Yes.
That's the strength I need.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, starting your day or starting any chore with, God, would you give me strength? Because it's not about the chore.
No.
No.
It's sometimes even the ability to persevere.
Yeah.
When I am tired and I, you know, and it's not to say that you then say, oh, I'm so tired, I'm going to bed, I'm not doing that extra chore. But it's the perseverance sometimes when you've got a sick child and you stay up caring for them, checking on their temperature, giving them Panadol, soothing them, because you love them. And you've got to have that persevering spirit, spirit to continue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Persevering spirit to go to work when you're not treated well. But you don't want to then snap back at them and treat
them
badly. Yeah. So it's saying get the strength, the ability, the love, because strength isn't just...
What's a grace? We're asking for a grace.
Yes, yes. It's having that love of God that gives you the strength to continue to love.
Yeah. I thought for our weekly challenge, I just wrote down, for when we start doing that ordering in our head of, you know, okay, this thing, then this thing. When we start doing that, at that moment, ask God to come and be your strength. So he fills you up.
Yeah, but help you prioritize what is important and what isn't.
Yeah.
Or what I can't do everything today, Lord, so show me what I need to do today and I'll leave the rest for tomorrow.
Yep, yeah.
Because that's okay to do.
But
he does help us prioritize. Like he might say, forget the housework, go sit down and spend some time with me.
Yeah.
Go open up your Bible. Go read the scripture. Go share with me about your life. Because that's way more important.
Yep.
Than doing the others.
Other things.
Because when you go then do the other things, it's a lighter load. You get it done quicker. Miraculously, things just happen because they do. Because God can intervene into our everyday life.
Yep. Yep. Definitely. Well, we hope that that has really blessed you this week. We hope that God does give you that strength. Or no, we know God will give you that strength.
Yeah, but will you
we
ask?
We hope you can ask. That's it. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.